streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Still running your book on business on QuickBooks? It's quicksand. Bigger you get, the faster you sink. Outdated software. Switch to NetSuite.com/herd.
Tonight's Warriors Lakers play-in game is featured on the free-to-play Fox Bet Super 6 app. Download the app and answer 6 questions about the game for your shot to win a $1,000 guaranteed prize.
Lakers win by 12. Very strong feeling about that. I don't bet a lot of NBA. I am tonight. So Tim Grover was legendary for Michael as Michael Jordan's trainer. He is now Russell Wilson of the Seahawks trainer. And Russell is in a small group of completely committed athletes, physically LeBron, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, the great Michael Jordan. He's got a new book out called Winning, the 13 Crucial Principles for Achieving Unbeatable Performance. Smart guy, fascinating, Tim Grover, CEO of Attack Athletics, joins us live. So we were talking during the break about, I asked you if when you were training Michael Jordan, did you train anybody else? And you gave me a funny answer. Tell our audience.
Oh, Michael always said, he goes, hey, I don't pay Grover to train me. I pay him not to train anybody else. So there's your answer.
That is so Michael. You know,
it is.
It really is. You know, the thing about Michael that's amazing, Michael, I said this during the break, Michael played hard. He hit the floor. I remember watching him play with my high school coach at the time. And he said, that's not going to last. You can't play like Michael Jordan. You can't go up against 7 foot, 275-pound guys. And it's like he did last. He had one injury early in his career. Was it genetics? Was it the work ethic? I mean, how do you explain Michael?
It's all of those things. But see, what I did was I studied his game. And the things I trained him on was like, all right, Michael, you are falling a lot. Let's teach you how to fall correctly. Because there is correct ways to fall. All right, and when you do hit the paint, all right, there's areas that are more susceptible to injuries, you know, your wrists, different areas in your back and so forth. So we emphasize those areas where we knew the impact was going to be. Now, could we ever prevent and guarantee that he wasn't going to get injured? No, but we mimicked the training the way he played. And when you do that, it really helps minimize what you're trying to do.
It is interesting. I read a story one time about Michael. He could play like 72 rounds of golf in the humidity. You know, minor league baseball, he would go out and put one of those like tarpy things on, those jackets that create and induce sweat, and sitting there in the southern sun for 3 hours and do batting practice. Were there ever times that you, because you trained Michael for baseball and football, was there ever Yes. a time with Michael that you said, Michael, take a day off, let your body heal?
Yeah, you know what? It was most, we were very in tune with that. And with these great athletes, it's not about the go, go, go. A lot of times it's about the stop. It's about, hey, you've done enough, take a break, go relax, go play golf, do whatever you need to do. And they have to, so taking a break actually becomes competitive for them. So you just can't tell them to shut it off. You just can't tell them to unwind. These are true winners. They like to be wound up. So you have to figure out a way for them to relax, but that's still competitive for them.
Listen, Carmelo Anthony was in LeBron's draft class, and by 33, he was a role player. And it was pretty well documented that he was not a grinder. Big Ben has not aged as gracefully as Brady. Legendarily not a grinder in the offseason. Anthony right. Davis came into this year for the Lakers, and Anthony Davis was not in shape. He had to play himself into shape. And so that can be very dangerous because it's so fast yes. at the NBA level. So when a Michael or a Russell Wilson, when they first day of training camp, Tim, take me there. Do you want them in their best shape or do you want them to have to play about 8 to 10% into game shape?
Colin, you said it perfectly. We don't want them at their peak condition, but we want them close enough to it where if they need to dial it up, they're ready to dial it up. So I've always had all my athletes report into training camp well into above 90% of being ready. You're not going to use training camp. You don't use those other things. You don't use OTAs. You don't use preseason games to get into shape. You use that to work on your timing. You use that to work on your game. You do not use that time to get into shape. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, I call it the championship hangover, and I've had clients have had this hangover for 12 years now where they've won that championship and they still have that hangover about celebrating and not doing the things that are quick. Once you win that championship, you got to come back better. So in order to come back better, you have to actually take off less time, because if you come back the same player, you're not going to win that championship again.
You know, it's the Brady thing. It's hard to get your hands around it.
Unbelievable.
Is it pliability? Like for him, being yoked isn't really essential. Do you
no.
Like for a football player that you've trained and Michael, is the training different in terms of weight, volume, repetition?
It's totally different. You know, even when Michael's training for baseball was different than for basketball, and now Russell's training is completely different than what I did for Michael, what I did for Kobe, what I did for Wade, and all the basketball players I work with. Different muscles, different movement patterns, different recovery, different intensities, different volumes. I think it's all different. The areas that are injured more are a lot different. I mean, if you think about a football player, their maximum effort output is for what, 5 seconds during the play?
Right.
Yeah, it's for about 5 seconds. So you have to make that adjustment in the volume of the person's training, how intense the training is. And, you know, in basketball, it's completely different. The rest interval or the maximum output is a lot longer. There's a lot more jumping in basketball. And in football, there's a lot more cutting. There's a lot more planting. There's a lot more head movement. So you have to adjust the training programs completely different. Now, the foundation may be the same. You know, you have foundation principle exercises that you want everybody to do to prevent injuries so they can have that longevity, so they can have that power outbursts. Even Tom Brady said earlier, I think it was last year, a couple of years ago, that he had to incorporate some more weight training into his training regimen. Because as you get older, listen, the muscles do tend to atrophy a little faster. They do tend to get weaker. So adjustments are constantly made, not even from year to year. It could be from game to game.
So here's something my wife and I argue about. She went vegan mostly. She'll have fish once in a while. And I'm like, honey, I look around the pro athletes, not a lot of vegan athletes. I'm like, I'm not saying I'm going to sit around and eat steak all day, but I like last night I had chicken fajitas. I like my chicken. I like my fish. I grew up on the beach. What do you make when you hear, vegan, part of me, I don't want to sound like an old guy, but part of me is like, is it really bad to have a piece of fish?
No, it's not bad at all. I mean, listen, the omega-3s, the omega-6 you get from fishes, the anti-inflammatory properties that you get, the things that red meat does for you, the things that chicken does for you. Like, obviously, I always go, what works for the athlete? You know, you can't take what somebody else does and say, hey, because they became a vegan, it's going to work for me. Now, as you get older, you know, it becomes more difficult to digest food. So there might have to be a little transition. But if a person is playing extremely well and this is their nutritional intake, go do it. Just go do it. Find out what works for you, because winning is different for all of us. It's different for all of us.
So you spent 15 years as Michael's trainer, and I've said this before. He had a fondness for Portland because Nike was based in Beaverton, so he was in Portland a lot, and I worked there for years. Yes. And his last game against the Blazers, he was for the Wizards, and he was the best player on the floor. And in Portland always loved him. I mean, it was not like Detroit or Cleveland. Portland loved Michael Jordan. They loved him.
Sure.
They almost felt like he was theirs because he was in Portland all the time. And I remember that last game. But take me to the time. So Michael there's young Michael, there's championship Michael, there's baseball Michael, there's championship Michael, then there's retiring in the Wizards. Take me to the last year you trained Michael Jordan. Were there things that you noticed like, oh, Michael can't do that anymore, let's do this? Like, was he not as superhuman at the very end?
Oh, definitely. You know, listen, Michael wasn't doing all the crazy dunks and so forth. Could he still do some of them? Yes. Did he have the same elevation? Did he have the same first step? No, he didn't. He's just not. All right. So the emphasis was more put on injury prevention. Our goal for that year was for him to play all 82 games and play at the highest level possible. And we did achieve that. Obviously, Michael wanted the playoffs. He wanted to keep going. It just didn't happen. But the training regimen did change. And obviously, you know, people forget he had that injury with that finger with the cigar cutter.
Yeah.
So all those things had to be adjusted. It had to be adjusted. And the time that was taken off between retirement and when he was playing again. And then there was also when he was playing in the pickup games. Colin, you've heard this story. You know, there was this injury in a pickup game with him and Ron Artest that set us back quite a bit.
Yeah. You know, it's I see all these guys now. Tim, I swear every night somebody gets hurt in the NBA. And I think to myself, okay, maybe it's the condensed schedule, but, you know, I mean, Michael's playing every other night. And, by the way, the old guys, they were on commercial flights up at 6 in the morning, didn't have guys like Tim Grover, ate like nonsense. And I don't remember all the injuries. Is some of this just guys make so much money now, they don't want to play through any tweak and make it worse. And some of it's just, I'm not going to play tonight, though I could.
Well, you know what? Also, it's funny. When I played in high school and I played in college, the coach decided who got to play. Now it's the trainers and the statisticians and the person that's keeping the log books that decides whether a player is healthy or not. And yes, there is some science behind that. But if you tell a person he's not capable of playing, or you plant something in their mind, They're gonna run with that. There has to be some accountability with this thing. And the training regimen, you can't, if you are 6'10", your training program cannot be the same as an individual who's 6'5", who's 6 feet. Your training programs are different. Your levers are different. The way you step is different. Your center of gravity is different. Your angles are different. Those programs have to be unique to those individuals. So if you have a 7-footer who's doing the same program as your point guard, it's not going for one of those individuals, it's not going to work.
Finally, let's talk about me because I'm very important here, Tim. So I'm 57 and I like an occasional cocktail. So as my trainer, as my 1 minute trainer here, is it okay to sometimes have two, or are you going to, because I work out every day, I run 3.5 miles 4 days a week. I'm going to go lift weights today. I do that twice a week. How many cocktails is fine and how many is Colin get to bed?
Here's a question. Do you drink because you want to or because you have to? That's the first question.
Well, I drink because right. I'm with my wife. She's having wine and I like to flirt. So I like to have a cocktail and flirt.
So the maximum amount of alcohol, depending on what type of alcohol it is 2 glasses a day.
Maximum.
2 glasses a day.
That's
the maximum output. That's if you're on a workout regimen. If you're on a workout regimen like yourself, if you're not on a workout regimen, it's one.
It sounds very...
And then drinking, you know, whether you're drinking wine or you're drinking tequila or you're drinking beer, they're all different.
Sounded like to me, Tim, what you said is if I work out harder, I get two, is what you just told me.
If you work out consistently, I'll let you have two.
And I got that for free. The book is called Winning, The Unforgiving Race to Greatness. Look at that. Man, I love that. All right. You've aged well. Great seeing you again, Tim.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Good stuff.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BlackRifleCoffee.com, code HERD, get 20% off your first coffee club order. Black Rifle Coffee, veteran-owned coffee company, serving premium coffee to people who love America. Joy does. She's here with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the HERD Live.
It's so
news.
Fascinating. It's like, what position do you play? How old are you? What's your body weight? What, like he said, like if you're 6'10", you can't train like 6'5". Fascinating.
The devil's in the details.
Man.
That's the point that he just made, that everybody has the same training program and you've got 7-footers doing point guard workouts.
I'm going to go put in an hour of lifting tonight. Gives me 2.
You're just concerned about the cocktail intake.
Yeah, forget everything else. I get 2. Tonight I'm going to do 100 sit-ups in an hour. Boom, get 2. Very exciting moment. I just crossed a threshold in my life.
You don't feel bad about it anymore?
That's right.
The older you get, the more strategic you have to be with drinking, though.
I mean, it's like a U.S. Army operation for me. I know when I can, when I can't. Uh-huh. You know what I do now? My wife said this. About a month ago, she goes, I don't feel that great. I said, you don't drink any water when you drink.
I always drink water.
I drink a full glass of water.
In between each drink.
Every drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just changes everything. That's the way to do it.
Well, that ends before, if I've had more than 2.
Uh-oh. You're not a big frame.
No. But I don't drink during the week. I have like a whole regimen before I go to sleep because I am miserable if I'm hungover. So I take like these like body recovery pills.
Wow.
And then I drink a liquid IV.
Whoa.
And like all that's going on before I go to sleep.
You don't drink during the week.
I mean, occasionally I'll have like maybe a glass of wine, but there's no like for what?
Fun.
Not during the week. It's grind time. So Monty Williams was selected as the 2021 National Basketball Coaches Association Coach of the Year. The award is voted on by 30 head coaches in the league. And he inherited a 19-63 team in 2019, improved their wins by 15 or more in consecutive seasons, making Phoenix the only the fifth team in league history to do so. And obviously this year they are the second seed in the West. And it's their first playoff appearance in 11 years. The Suns were one of only 4 teams to be ranked in the top 10 in offense and defense.
So this is voted on by the coaches.
Yes.
So why can't this be the official award instead of sports writers?
Because sports writers are very important.
I get this is what I care about.
Yeah, I think this is
none of that.
Not that the other one doesn't also have value, but
not much.
I mean, because I think that Tom Thibodeau has done an incredible job.
Phil Jackson's got one coach of the year. I'm over that one. This is the new standard on our show.
Okay.
From this point forward,
really care about the coaches.
The new NBCA, that's the National Basketball Coaches Association, gave it to Monty Williams. We will not acknowledge the other ones. That one feels like coaches know who can coach.
I'm very happy for Monty.
He's
a great guy, and this is an incredible turnaround. I think that Chris Paul has been obviously an unbelievable addition to them as well, and I think he's the MVP, but Monty is certainly deserving of this. I mean, it's the numbers alone speak for themselves. Forget like the building of the culture and you know just the entire energy and attention that the Suns are getting now, but he's done an immaculate job with them, very well deserved. So the Sixers wrapped up a very successful season as well. Clinched the top seed in the East, 49-23 record. And despite all this year's success, there's still been some questions about how Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons fit together on the team. But Doc Rivers said he has never had any doubt when he became the head coach that they could coexist.
I knew Ben and Joel could play together. You know, everything I heard coming in here is that they couldn't. And I kept saying, I don't understand that. Why would people think that? You know, and so so I don't think it's a surprise, though. I think it's what we saw, you know, coming in. And I just think they're doing it, what we asked them to do.
Oh, but by the way, you got to give Doc Rivers credit. Not only are Simmons and Embiid playing well together, he's completely elevated Tobias Harris, and who was kind of like an odd fit. They didn't get the most out of him. So Doc, who's always been good in the communication business.
He's great with stars.
He's good. Like Joe Torre and Doc Rivers. They just, there's a certain alpha to when they walk in the room, they played the game, players will listen to them. I interviewed Doc on my podcast network. He's a fascinating guy, how he sees the world. You know, Because remember last year I bought into the Clippers and he told me, he's like, I was petrified. We never played together.
Yeah.
He goes, I told my team, I'm like, guys, we have no chemistry. He wasn't going to tell that to the league and the press. But like with this team, I think even in the first half of the year, you were like, oh, they play really well together. Tobias Harris plays with them. It's a real team. We haven't talked about them a lot, too. We've kind of dismissed them as a team last year.
He's always been great with stars. The Sixers, I think, you know, have high expectations and had high expectations before he got there and, you know, have had some disappointing ends to the season. I think this year is very interesting for the Sixers because, to your point about the Clippers last year with the chemistry, that's the big question about the Nets this year because their big three haven't played together. They've played seven games together.
That's right.
I don't think that'll be an issue through the first two rounds of the playoffs, but when you get down into the conference finals and the finals and you're in, you know, crunch time moments in game six and game seven, how does that play out? But Doc's done a great job with the Sixers, and I think they're going to be a tough team.
We're going to start handing out an annual broadcaster award, and we'll vote on it, not anybody else.
Just us two?
Well, yeah. We're going to vote on best show of the year right now.
What if we're split?
Right now, we are the best show of the year. That's the vote early.
Right.
So I had to move us off that spot. But we're going to have our own
awards. So we're
voting
ourselves the best show of the award?
Right now, we lead with only a couple days left.
So the Bucks-Patriots matchup is very highly anticipated. Tickets are very expensive. Everyone's looking forward to this in week four. It's obviously been talked about because it's Tom Brady's return, but it will also be Gronk's first game back.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be crazy. It's going to be pretty epic. I mean, it's definitely going to be emotional for sure, I would say. You know, I just had a great 9 years, you know. Well, probably the best 9 years of my life. It was the beginning of my basically my whole football career there. So it's definitely going to be heartfelt when I go back. And I just got to be prepared for that game.
We have some really great matchups to
start. Oh, my God. By the way, I think Gronk's life's been good since he could talk. Honestly, have you ever looked at a guy and thought, he's had a fun life?
Gronk's been that size since junior year of high school also.
When he says, those were the best years of my life. And I'm thinking, I think your high school and college years.
Yeah, people have all these opinions about Gronk, but Gronk is one of the most authentic people.
Oh my God! Well, the whole family is.
He is truly who he is all the time.
Yeah, his dad, all the brothers, those guys. That's a fun family. Loving, fun family.
Yeah, they're a great family. Yes, and they enjoy life, and he's had a good life, and he should enjoy it. And I'm really looking forward to this game.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know why I get so much out of this. Sometimes I'm weird. So I'm going to pick the game, the five first-round quarterbacks start, and their first win. And there's a lot of science to this. Just don't. That's why we're going to win our first annual Joy Collin Broadcasting Award. Is we're not just ad-libbing this stuff. Just a lot of time put into this.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For hot water that never runs out, go tankless with Navien. Local rebates, 15-year limited warranty, tankless, madesimple.com. Save on your space and your water bill. Okay, so we've got five first-round rookie quarterbacks. Joy, I am going to predict when they start and when they first win.
All right, the Jags selected Trevor Lawrence with the first overall pick. Let's look at the Jags schedule. When will Lawrence get his first start and his first win?
His first start is week one, and his first win is week one.
Ooh.
So Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence go 1-0. First of all, worst rushing defense in the NFL last year was Houston. Translation, he's not going to have to throw 40 times. They have an excellent running back tandem now in Jacksonville. Their offensive line's not terrible. Urban has been able to run the football from Bowling Green to Utah to Florida to Ohio State. Jacksonville's running attack will be good. So I think they control the line of scrimmage. I also think J.J. Watt's gone. That's good for Trevor Lawrence. Big part of the pass rush is gone. So this is a weak defense, ball control. Urban and Trevor are 1-0 to start their careers.
The Jets took Zach Wilson, second overall. Here's the schedule. Geez. First start, first win.
This is a lot to chew. So start week one.
Right.
I'm going to say their first win is week five against Atlanta. They start 0-4. I mean, come on. Robert Saleh going up against Belichick, Vrabel. I mean, I don't think they can win week one on the road against Carolina, a team that has really good offensive.
The Broncos? I guess it's at Denver.
You remember, Denver doesn't lose at home in September because of the high altitude. And the other thing is, the Atlanta's the first time you get a rookie head coach for the Jets and the opponent, Arthur Smith. The Jets have played in London before. They're 1-0. So you get two rookie head coaches. Atlanta will have some win. Jets will be more desperate. So I go, they beat Atlanta in London.
All right, the Niners traded up to take Trey Lance, third overall. Here's the schedule. First start, first win.
Now, I think Trey Lance is going to be in some of the playbook week one. You don't move up number three pick unless you feel you got a dynamic difference maker. And this kind of offensive line and running game, you could win early. Even Trey Lance or Mac Jones both would have won early. I'm going to go starts week eight at Chicago and wins week eight at Chicago. I think you're looking about a Super Bowl roster. I think the running game, remember, the Niners loaded up on their running back, Trey Sermon, in the draft, and their offensive line. So this is going to be a run-centric offense where Trey Lance will not have to go to Chicago and throw 45 times. Also, Jimmy G has missed 23 games in his career due to injury. So I'm not saying he is better than Garoppolo at that point. What I'm saying is I'm rolling the dice on Jimmy G has a little tweak.
Right.
They don't want to push it. They've already been playing Trey Lance a little, and they go for it.
The Bears took Justin Fields at 11. Here's their schedule. First start, first win.
This is the hardest one for me. So week one, he's going to start. Andy Dalton last 3 years, 11-22. Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace got to win games. And I also think Justin Fields does physically what Andy Dalton can't, and it's going to pop in camp. It's going to pop in preseason. And Justin Fields played a lot of college games.
Yeah.
He's ready to play. When you come out of Ohio State and you've played 30 games, you're ready to play in the NFL. Chase Young, week one, let's go. But I cannot have them beating the Rams in L.A. or the Browns in Cleveland. Now, they get Cincinnati at home week two, and Matt Nagy's been a tremendous September coach. But I'm going to give the Bengals a close win there. I think they beat week four, the Detroit Lions, at home on Fox. And then it'll be LFG. We got ourselves a star quarterback. Let's go.
All right. Mac Jones, 15th overall. Here's the schedule for the Patriots. First start, first win.
Never starts, never wins. Cam Newton's going to start the season. Okay, here's my theory. So Cam Newton post-COVID last night. Does everybody know Cam Newton led the NFL with 12 rushing touchdowns at quarterback? Cam Newton was 7-8, no camp, no TA, no preseason, got COVID.
Yeah.
Cam's going to come back, and they're going to win 10 games. And Belichick does not want to make the playoffs again. Okay, the experimenting is adorable, but he watched Brady win a Super Bowl. Bill wants to win games.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, Buffalo and Miami, those are real teams now. Not going to experiment with Mac Jones in week seven. Remember, they appear to have solved their tight end issue, Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, got Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, spent some money on Trent Brown offensive line. So I don't believe this is, let's just, you know, Nick Saban's my friend. Buffalo is a top three team in the league. Miami won 10 games with Tua as a rookie, and they're no question better. And I think the Jets will at least be dangerous. So I think Cam plays the whole year.
I agree. I don't think Mac Jones plays unless Cam has an injury.
And I've said New England's a wild card playoff team. That was exciting. Now, Justin Fields is the tough one because I can see them just saying, if you're what the starter's not, Andy Dalton's not super athletic, Justin, I can just say, let's just go. You can't, and he's running around the field in preseason. You're like,
the fans want to see Justin Fields.
Yeah. So can they beat Cincinnati at home? I don't know. They got a lot of weapons in Cincinnati. Okay, what a show today. Why anybody tries competing is beyond me. Speak for yourself on FS1 is coming up next. It's The Herd.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa. And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.